Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome! It is Monday! I know, it sucks. And it's time to get your BTN News show started. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hey, by the way, how'd you like last Friday's episode? Did you enjoy it? Well, I promise today will be all true news. It is the 4th of April, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, Tesla's thinking today, oh crap, we didn't expect this much interest. Yes, for the Tesla Model 3. They actually ended up getting about 250,000 orders, requests anyways, worldwide. They were expecting about one-fourth to one-half of that. Oops. They also expected maybe only about 20 or maybe 30 people in line waiting for the new Model 2. Nope, they got hundreds instead. Now, Tesla's saying they plan to give those in-person customers an extra reward on top of what every pre-order customer will get. Ooh, that's nice. Well, at the end of the day, yeah, you got to thank the Tesla. Yep, they're feeling pretty good right now. But that may be short-lived because now they got to fill all those orders that they got. And we're not really hearing how long it's going to take. So if you are one of the lucky few that is guaranteed that new Model 3 car, congratulations. If you're not, well, you best be patient. So did you order one of those Oculus VR headsets and thinking, what the freak is it? Well, it still looks like it's going to be a little bit. So much that Oculus is apologizing for these shipping delays. Now, although the headset started officially shipping on March 28th, they haven't got them. And I'm sure that if you're listening to this show and did order one, you probably didn't get yours, did you? No. $599 is a lot to spend to thinking, oh, where the hell is it? So what the heck is the reason why everybody's not getting all the Rift's VR headsets yet? Well, according to the CEO from Oculus, who actually took to Twitter to let us all know, we've been working through an unexpected component shortage. And unfortunately, the issue has impacted the original shipping estimates for some early customers. We're working hard to get up-to-date ship windows, and you should expect to see your order status updated on Oculus.com by Tuesday, April 12th. I have no idea if their CEO sounds like that, but it sounded good to me. So no, if you have ordered one, you haven't wasted $600. It's just taking a little longer than they thought it was going to. Prime customers, yes, I'm talking about Amazon customers there. Yes, you super-duper Prime customers. Yeah, you're about to have a little perk here pretty soon. Amazon says they're going to start treating its Prime same-day delivery service like a core part of its business. The company will bring Prime Now to Amazon.com actually starting in May. Well, this is all according to Bloomberg anyway. Now, this actually will mark a major change for the current setup for the delivery service, which actually right now is only through the Prime Now mobile app. That's the only way you can take advantage of it. And, of course, how it works now, your order history and customer service for Prime Now run separately from the company's main Amazon.com offerings. That means this experience will be a lot easier for customers now when the two combined, giving access to all those 20 U.S. cities that have Prime Now, and many international cities such as Tokyo, London, Newcastle, Manchester. They're all over the place actually in the U.K. now, to take full advantage if you really need your package, as in right here and now. And finally, well, now that the U.S. feds have found a way to unlock that iPhone, now they're promising help to other local authorities that need devices unlocked. Yep, that's right, the good old FBI has promised local authorities it will help them crack encrypted devices as long as it's allowed by law, yeah. Sometimes we know how thin that law is, don't we? Actually, this is all according to Reuters and BuzzFeed News, in a letter that was actually obtained by them a few days ago. Actually, in that letter, the agency agreed to open another iPhone and even an iPod from an Arkansas prosecutor's case. So it's given common sense and fact that if they're willing to do that for that, they'll go the distance for other states as well. The biggest concern, though, regarding this issue is, are they going to share this information to tell everybody how to do it? The Department of Justice is actually in a current debate if it can actually legally share the tool it used to unlock the San Bernardino shooter's iPhone 5C. The Department of Justice's tool for unlocking iPhones, though, could be short-lived, as I'm sure Tim Cook and his crew are probably going to be finding a patch for that thing to not allow the feds in anymore. Meaning the whole FBI and Apple and Department of Justice thing? Yeah, it's not over yet. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website for all the BTN shows, britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there, check them out. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And the BTN community over our Slack room. Get on over there, get joined in. britishtech.slack. Com. As for the new show, yes, we will be back with your Tuesday installment. I sure in the heck hope it's a lot better than today's show, because today's show just, it sucks. Sorry, guys. The news was about as thin as a human hair. But regardless of what we get, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday goes better than this show did. And thank you very much for listening.